You know, I did a little clinic in Sitka at the jazz festival a few days ago. You know, they were high school kids. And at that age, very few people have decide what they want to do. So I asked the young audience if any of them thought they would be professional musicians. And nobody raised their hand, and which was fine, you know. And then I said, so why do you do music? And one young guy said, because I like music. And I said, that is the best answer that you could have. If you hear a song and you want to learn how to play it, you know, try to figure it out. You know, you don't have to wait for a teacher to come. And that's what I was always doing as a young guy, was kind of exploring. Like, music was fun. It was a fun thing. And I think a lot of times when people start studying whatever it is, and you have to work at it, but the work comes because you want, you know, it's fun. You want to enjoy it. So I've been fortunate to play in some really interesting situations, great bands with other fine musicians. And that's what I enjoy, is when you're not thinking about yourself, you're actually trying to contribute to make everybody else play better and feel better, you know. So that makes you go home and practice, you know, because you don't want to be thinking about that. You want to be thinking about the wider, the bigger picture, you know. So in general, that's what I love about music, is that. And then the next step, of course, is to touch the listener, to include the audience in it, you know.
How do you do that in a smaller setting versus a huge stadium?
Yeah, good question. I mentioned at one of my concerts that I was quite comfortable going out on a large stage. I had my mates around me, my partners in crime, and the first time that I walked out alone, and I was playing a grand piano in somebody's living room, and there were 40, 50 people in the room, as close I could, you know, they were right there. I was never so nervous in my life. It was like, it was so intimate, you know? And, but it's like telling a story, except you don't, using words, you're using music. And I think people, we're natural storytellers. Everybody is. There's a way to learn it. There's a way to hone it down, you know, make it a craft. And actors and writers and speakers, they study how to do that. So I got some coaching from some friends. But yeah, but how to do it, you say? I think people are naturally fascinated with, when there's somebody in the room who can play an instrument, it's kind of something in itself is just magical. I don't know what that is, but I've always, when I was a young kid, I loved going, when I went to concerts, I liked, like when the orchestra would, before the music even started, they would come out and they would be tuning up. And just to see the different musicians and their playing, this kind of confusion sound, you know, but everybody's in their own. But you got to see that the instruments, because they practiced so much, the instrument was like part of them. And it was fascinating. It was like, wow, it's magical. And then when the orchestra starts playing together, then that's when the show starts, and then it's really magical.